Imagine a world where women have equal rights and freedoms around the globe, a world free of bias, stereotypes, and discrimination, a world that's diverse, equitable, and inclusive.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
Welcome, everyone. We're here today to celebrate International Women's Day. My name is Jennifer Hensel, and I'm your host today and founder of the Women in Podcasting Network and Elevating You Club. You can join the Women in Podcasting community at womeninpodcasting.net and find out more about me at elevating.biz. International Women's Day was established for the purpose of recognizing and celebrating women's achievements and rallying for women's equality around the globe. Did you know that International Women's Day has occurred for well over a century, with the first International Women's Day gathering in 1911, supported by over a million people? And today, International Women's Day belongs to all groups collectively everywhere. International Women's Day is not country, group, or organization specific. However, each year, the United Nations celebrates International Women's Day by setting a theme. And this year's theme is digital, innovation and technology for gender equality. And digital is spelt D-I-G-I-T, capital A, capital L, capital L, as in all, with the intent of exploring the impact of the digital gender gap, recognizing economic and social inequalities, and spotlighting the importance of protecting the rights and safety of women in digital spaces. That is why I've gathered this powerful and inspiring Women in Podcasting group together today. What better time to bring light to these brave women who are lifting their voices? And we want to encourage any woman out there who's listening to bravely share your message, because our mission is to elevate women's voices everywhere. I'll put the link to more information about International Women's Day and to the very interesting history and timeline of International Women's Day in the show notes at womeninpodcasting.show. Today, we're going to support and celebrate each other. Each woman here will share about themselves and their podcast, and we'd love for you to connect with each of them and subscribe to their podcast. Some of our guests today are regular podcast guests also. So if you're looking for guest experts, I encourage you to connect with them as well. I'll put all the links to all these women and their podcasts in the show notes at womeninpodcasting.show. Most of the women here today are members of Women in Podcasting Network or Elevating You Club. And so thank you all so much for being here. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. So first, I want to introduce you to my co-host, Angela Faser of Social Bliss Blueprint. Angela is an excellent podcast guest. And one day I know I'll convince her to start her own podcast. So Angela, come on up and tell us about you.
Hi, everybody. So I am Angela Faser, owner of Social Bliss Blueprint, and I create social media content and digital products to help busy entrepreneurs build their businesses online. So do you need social media content? If you run a business online, then I'm sure you do. And not only do I create and schedule content for busy business owners around the world, but I also run a content club where I provide you with daily done-for-you content and Canva templates and all of my products and programs to help you establish a strong online presence and increase your social media engagement. And I have the Social Bliss Content Club, which is socialblisscontentclub.com. You can check out all my other services I have at socialblissblueprint.com. And I would love to be a guest on anybody's podcast to teach your audience about how they can build their ideal audience online and also build their email list to get their podcast out there in front of a larger audience.
Thank you so much, Angela. And so we are also sisters. Up next, I want to introduce you to Alicia Sanfilippo, because we are so thrilled to have Podmatch sponsoring this International Women's Day event for women in podcasting. So I'm so thrilled to introduce you to Alicia. She's the COO and co-founder of PodPros, which is the company that created PodMatch. And so, Alicia, come on up and tell us about you and PodMatch.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Angela and Jen. This is an honor to be here, especially for the International Women's Day. I'm super excited. So thank you so much. So PodMatch, it's really simple. It's just an online software for podcasters to match with guests for ideal interviews. So it basically works like your favorite dating app, but instead of matching you for dates, we match you for interviews. So pretty simple. It's been really great. Our heart behind it is really just to help podcasters to continue to podcasting and to help them find great interviews to do that.
Oh, thank you so much for being here today, Alicia. All right. And then up next, I want to introduce you to Melanie Benson and Samantha Riley. So first we'll hear from Melanie Benson about her podcast, and then we'll hear from Samantha. And then if you guys could go into a thing together where you can just tell us about the podcast that you have together. Okay.
Thank you. Imagine successful expertpreneurs who have at their fingertips exactly what they need to know to take a leap in their income and make a greater impact. That's the power of learning what's working for others and shortening your own path to success. Hey, I'm Melanie Benson. I am host of the top 1.5% podcast, Amplify Your Success. And it is all about what it takes to amplify your impact, your influence, and income as an expert-based business owner. I tend to interview top performing experts, people who built influence online and offline, and thought leaders who are willing to share their hard-earned proven strategies, the mindset, and the decisions that go into giving them that competitive advantage. And along with some sprinkling of solo episodes with wisdom from me running 22 years a coaching business at six figures and beyond. So if you'd like to stand out in your crowded market or be a top earning expertpreneur in your industry, you're going to want to tune in on your favorite app where we drop new episodes on Mondays or at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com.
My name is Samantha Riley from SamanthaRiley.global, and I work with coaches, experts, and changemakers from around the world who know some things but want to be known for something so they can amplify their influence, their income, and their impact. So my podcast is called Influence by Design, and I share the strategies for experts who want to take their coaching business to seven figures and beyond. We cover topics like business growth and marketing strategies, sales, mindset, team building, and leadership, and also sprinkle in a twist of human design along the way, because I'm really passionate about helping entrepreneurs to create a business they're truly aligned with. And you can find our show over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.
And exciting news that happened last year, Samantha Riley and I joined forces to co-host a brand new podcast called Next Level Influence. And it is the most exciting, cutting edge strategies that are helping influencers, thought leaders to really raise their game to another level. And we do a little bit of just behind the scenes conversation between Sam and I. And then from time to time, we bring panels together. So we get to help people eavesdrop in on these great conversations that, you know, can expose an idea worth $100,000 or more to your business.
Thank you so much. And they're both excellent guests as well. So I've been on their shows, they've been in my shows. So great guests. So thank you so much, both of you, for being here and for sharing. Up next, I want to introduce you to Denise Taylor. She is so inspiring. I found her so inspiring online that I invited her to be a co-host, really one of the only other hosts, not even a co-host. She's hosting her own episodes on the Women in Podcasting show. Denise Taylor, come on up and tell everybody about yourself.
Well, Jennifer, I have to tell you, this is a fantastic looking crew. You couldn't be any more international, and I appreciate being here. So really quickly, my name is Denise Taylor, and you can find all things at denisetaylor.live. I have the privilege of having two podcasts, and I'll tell you the reason why. I help women build a life that they love, and I believe that there are two things that must happen in order for that to be the case. One is we have to begin to believe in who we are. And the second is we have to believe in what we can do. And so I really nudge us into believing the really good things about ourselves. On my podcast, I'm the Good Thing. You can find that wherever you listen. And I nudge us even more to believe in what we can do on my podcast, Embrace Your Power. And when we combine those two perspectives, I believe that's when you can lean greatly into truly building a life that you love. I invite you guys to listen. I think you'll be encouraged, you'll be empowered, and it's always good to prioritize ourselves.
Thank you so much, Denise, for being here. All right, up next is Women Podcasting leader, Melody Ann Owen, and she is our resident book expert. She's the founder of Author Nation. So come on up, Melody.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited to see everyone here as well. This is fabulous. Thank you so much. So 97% of people who start writing a book don't finish writing that book, 97%. And I know people say, but everyone seems to be writing a book, and it's just not true. I'm Melody Ann. I'm the host of Author Nation Interviews podcast, and I interview nonfiction authors and experts in the publishing world to help you write, publish, and promote your nonfiction book. We offer so many valuable resources as well, because done well, a book can help you become a more visible leader, speaker, entrepreneur, and build a better life for yourself and your readers. So if you want to be part of creating positive change through writing a book, join us every Thursday on YouTube, where you get all your questions answered. We're live. Or you can also listen wherever you love to listen to your favorite podcasts, or find us at authornationtube.com/podcasts. Thanks, Jennifer, for putting this together.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. And so up next, I want to bring up Jen Hardy, another Women in Podcasting leader. Come on up, Jen.
Hey, everybody. Did you all know that in a recent study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, they found that older individuals with more positive self-perceptions of aging lived a whopping 7.5 years longer than those with less positive self-perceptions? And 7.5 years, that is a long time. So that is a long time to feel fabulous. And that is exactly what I am aiming to do. And as a podcast host, author, and speaker and community builder, I am devoted to helping women 50 and over discover their full potential and reclaim their power. And so I'm the host of Fabulous Over 50 podcast, which was formerly Hardy Mom, where I provide actionable tips and advice that will help you level up your career, relationships, and your life. And I also host the Medical Gaslighting podcast that aims to educate and empower people with chronic illness and pain. So in addition to that, my husband and I also founded the Space Coast Podcasters, which is a local podcast meetup group that provides a supportive community for aspiring and established podcasters. And I also was raised by an entrepreneur and started working in the family business at 12. I've been blogging since 2015, wrote my first book in 2017, started my podcast in 2018, last year published 3 more books and started my 2 groups. So that is me. I would love to work and get to know you better. And you can find me at jenhardy.net.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jen. And so Denise, Melody, and Jen are all leaders in the Women in Podcasting Network. If you're interested in a leadership role, reach out to me and connect, and I can tell you all about it. All right, up next is Dr. Tamara Beckford. Come on up and tell us about you.
Hello, 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 everyone. I'm Dr. Tamara Beckford. I am the founder of Your Caring Docs, where I help organizations reduce stress and burnout through their employees reduce stress and burnout through self-care workshop. I'm also the host of the amazing Dr. Tamara Beckford Show. You don't know who that's named after? Yes, I'll have you have a guess. Where I get the honor of interviewing my colleagues from all over the world. We talk about all the stress and that they've gone through their lives. We get to inspire you with all their stories and how they've overcome all the stress and burnout. And they get to inspire you not only with that, but they give you actionable items on things that they've done in order to live this life that they're doing on their own terms. So you can find out all about my wonderful podcast, Dr. Tamara Beckford Show. It's available at yourcaringdocs.com, and you'll be able to see all things Dr. Tamara Beckford there. I look forward to seeing all of you guys, and thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. All right. Up next, we have Jessica Fowler. Come on up and tell us about you and your podcast. I'm so excited for your podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. In this world, millions of people struggle with their mental health. And in the spring of 2020, that went skyrocketed. And as a clinician in private practice, I noticed that I was full, all my colleagues were full, everybody was full. So it left many people struggling with their mental health, not being able to get into therapy. And I had used to have a blog post called What Your Therapists Are Reading, where therapists all over would share what books they were reading related to mental health. And in the last few years, I decided I wanted to do something with that and help more people since more people were struggling with their mental health. So I developed the podcast, What Your Therapist Is Reading. And in my podcast, in a short format, 10 to 20 minutes, I interview authors who have written books related to mental health. And so it's a way for therapists to learn more about mental health books that are out there that can help their clients and to help the general public be able to help themselves. You can find me on whatyourtherapistisreading.com, the same name on wherever you listen to your podcast.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jessica. Isn't that a neat idea? So wonderful. Thank you so much. Up next, we have Val Selby. Come on up and tell us about you and your podcast.
Hello. Thank you. Are you a female entrepreneur stuck in the everyday of will? Every day? I'm Val Selby and I host Val Full Volume. I guide female entrepreneurs to get out of the daily running of their business and into actually owning their business. We work on the mindset challenges of working for yourself so you can stop the BS quicker. Now, everyone deals with procrastination and imposter syndrome. We have these human brains that lead us down the path and tell us, no, we can't do this. So I want you to listen in as guests and I give you tips for how we've dealt with it and the lessons we've learned in the process. So hopefully you don't have to continue to go down in that long, 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 deep canyon. So listen in to us. But most importantly, I know that there are tasks and projects that you are putting off that you know deep down will boost your business so it creates the life of your dreams. And those tasks can be scary. So if you're looking for a no BS approach to moving your biz forward, listen to new episodes every Tuesday, and you can grab the show notes and resources at valfullvolume.com.
Thank you so much, Val. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing. And so up next, we have Dr. Anne Burnley, MD. Come on up and tell us about you and your podcast.
Everybody, do you want to get your grit back? Not groove like Angela Bassett in the movie, How Stella Got Her Groove Back, but grit as in G-R-I-T. My name is Dr. Anne, the gritpreneur. I'm also Dr. Anne Burnley. I host a podcast called Woman of Grit that amplifies the stories and voices of women who have overcome obstacles to achieve their meaningful long-term goals. Join us every other Thursday at womanofgritpodcast.com for lively, thought-provoking conversations and actionable insights that will support and empower you to live a life of purpose and passion. This podcast is a product of a book I wrote called Woman of Grit, How to Find Your Voice, Reclaim Your Power, and Transform Your Life. And I'm developing a course right now of the same name. So join me every other Thursday on womanofgritpodcast.com for all the support you need to live a life of passion and purpose. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. And thank you for sharing that. Wonderful. All right. Up next, she's become a very good friend through podcasting. She was one of my first guests in my first podcast. I finally got to meet her in person last year in June in Florida. I was so thrilled. I was just brought to tears when I got to meet her face to face. I was just speechless. I was stunned. But I just want to introduce you next to Martine Cadet. Come on up and tell us about you and your podcast.
So much, Jennifer. Thank you. And so hello, everyone. My name is Martine, and I am the host of the Self-Employed Success Podcast. So this podcast is the go-to source for inspiration, advice, and strategies for building financial independence without a traditional corporate job. And so each episode is either a solo episode where I share my own story since I got laid off from corporate, or I have other episodes featuring interviews with successful entrepreneurs, freelancers, business owners who have achieved financial freedom through self-employment. See, my mission is to support anyone that has just started out on their entrepreneurial journey, or perhaps are seasoned pros looking for new ideas. And so this podcast is here to provide tools, insights they need to create the life and business that they love. And so I invite you to join me and my amazing guests as we explore the world of self-employment and learn how to build the income, the freedom, and the fulfillment we all deserve. Find out more on my website, martinecadet.com, my name. I look forward to seeing you.
And Martine, are you still also a guest? Are you still going to be a guest on podcasts as well?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Great, great. So what's wonderful for everybody here and anybody listening, if you're looking to be a guest on shows, you got to check out PodMatch. PodMatch is an amazing service, and we have Alicia here, one of the founders. Alicia, tell us a little more again about PodMatch.
So again, it's a software to help podcast hosts and guests find ideal interviews, and it works like a dating app. So basically, if you talk about entrepreneurship, you get on there as a guest, tell us exactly what you want to talk about, and we match you with podcasters that want to hear about those topics. So it just matches you up, and you go from there and message and schedule and record the interview.
That's great. And we've had lots of members say they've had success with that. And we also had an episode with your other co-founder, Alex. And the title to that episode was The Tinder for Podcasting. And so it really does a good job of matching people up as guests and podcasts. So check that out. And we'll have a link to that in the show notes at womenofpodcasting.show. And up next, a longtime member in the Women in Podcasting group on Facebook. I just am so thrilled to meet with you face to face. I think this might be the first time face to face that we've met, but come on up, Whitney Wiley, and tell us about your podcast.
Dan, hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. Are you ready to turn your life's lemons into lemon drops? I'm Whitney Wiley, and along with my sister, Greer McVeigh, co-host the Life Lemons and Lemon Drops podcast, where you can come for practical advice, inspiration, and insights to help you overcome life's challenges, grow personally and professionally, and become the best version of yourself. Lemon Drops, as we affectionately call it, offers valuable resources, strategies, tools, and guidance for those who are driven to achieve success and fulfillment in their lives. You can listen to Life Lemons and Lemon Drops on your favorite podcast platform. To learn more, sit back, relax, and tune in at anchor.fm/lifelemonslemondrops. We can't wait to help you shake and stir your own lemons into lemon drops.
Oh, I love that. How creative. Thank you so much for sharing. And up next, we have Taye Aluko. Come on up and tell us about you and your podcast.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Jennifer, for having me. Thank you for this amazing opportunity. My name is Taye Aluko, and I am the host of the Happy Home Podcast, where the HAPPY is an acronym that stands for Happy, Authentic, Purposeful, and Powerful You. I spent the first couple of years in my marriage wondering, how on earth did I get here? That wasn't what I expected marriage to be like, and you can guess that I was pretty miserable. Thankfully, 23 years later, my story is different, and I'm absolutely loving the journey that my husband and I have been on. And so today I help young couples who were where I was 23 years ago, find balance and harmony within themselves and also the sweet spots in their relationship so that they can go on to live an abundant life. On my podcast, I share real life stories of how people like you and I have been able to overcome challenges and find meaning and happiness in life and marriage. You can find my podcast on my website, which is tayaluko.coach, or also on my Instagram page, which is my absolute favorite place to hang out. I am Taye_Aluko. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much for being here. And up next, another amazing friend I've made through podcasting, and we finally got to connect in person last year as well, also at PodFest. And I got to tell you, she has such a calming presence whenever we get together and whenever we chat. She always has wisdom to share with me. Come on up, Sabine Kevenberg.
Oh, thank you so much. I just have to put it right back to you. It was a pleasure meeting you. Well, we have to become the person we are meant to be first, to live the life we are destined to live. Hi, everybody. My name is Sabine Quenberg, founder and host of the podcast Become. The content will inspire you to achieve your aspirations and become the best version of yourself. To listen to the inspiring content, just visit podpage.com/become. To give you just a little background, I was a stage and TV actress in Europe for 10 years before I moved to the States to open a performing arts school. I helped many aspiring performers to start their career in the entertainment industry. I'm the author of Secrets on How to Succeed in Showbiz, Unlock Your Full Potential, 10 Easy Steps to Live the Life You Imagine, and recently co-authored the number one bestseller in Amazon, The Musical Imprint. Today, I help coaches and entrepreneurs to create their celebrity signature message to build confidence, powerful content, convert prospects into paying clients, and allow them to position themselves as the expert in the industry. So if you're looking for a guest on your podcast to talk about this topic, or would like to learn more about how I can help you in your business and put your business into the spotlight, just go to sabinequenberg.com/resources, or just shoot me an email, sabine@sabinequenberg.com.
Thank you, Sabine. Up next is Starlight Monday. Come up and tell us about you and your podcast.
Everybody. So I was working on an innovation think tank, turning ideas and concepts into solutions that would generate $5 million in annual revenue. But I hated it. And I wanted to use my talents to make the world a better place. So I threw it all away to build a life and business on my own terms. Hi there. My name is Starlight. Yes, really. My mom was a total hippie. And I bought a Lightning. I spent my career learning how to capture and deliver massive growth in my work, but like many entrepreneurs, I became disenchanted with the corporate path that was ahead of me, and I decided to leave it all behind so that I could use my talents as an amplifying force behind people who do great work in the world. Today, I'm a growth strategist with a specialty in building communities. I help expert coaches, consultants, and thought leaders with game-changing strategies to scale their business to the next level with licensed program and lucrative, sustainable communities. In my past life, I designed and launched products on every device and platform you can think of. I'm a three-time patented inventor. My inventions are in your phone and on your smart TV today. I was called the Canna Business Oracle by Forbes.com, and I've been a startup advisor for over 10 years. But these days, you will catch me living the laid-back island life with my pit bull in the South Caribbean. I love talking about all of these things and more. I bring major value and actionable insights to audiences of all types, and I've got handy tools and resources to make it easy. And while I'm not yet a podcaster on my own right, you can believe I have one brewing. Please feel free to find out more and get in touch with me at bottledlightning.co or hello@bottledlightning.co. Thank you so much for having me.
So you're a good podcast guest at this time then. Thank you so much.
That's correct. Thank you.
Up next, Jackie Jackson, come on up and tell us about you and your podcast.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited about the diversity and all the great things that will come of International Women's Day. So it's no surprise that motherhood is a blessing, but can we talk about the challenges? Every mom in the world has a story to tell. She's just waiting on somebody to be nosy enough to ask her about it and actually really listen to what she says. My name is Jackie Jackson, and I'm a former pediatric nurse turned stay-at-home homeschooling mom of four, and I'm a documentary photographer specializing in motherhood photography. So I am the host of the Real Motherhood podcast with Jackie Jackson, a show for the everyday mom who is ready to be seen and heard in her day-to-day thoughts, feelings, and experiences in motherhood without judgment, so she can confidently, intentionally, and boldly unburden the heavy places in her heart and be in community with and encourage and support other moms to do the same. Each week, I share the things that bump around in my own mind all day and night, and I also have conversations with regular, everyday moms who are the experts in their motherhood with the goal to unveil the truth in the real motherhood, If you are ready to get real with yourself or hear how it all goes down for other moms, I invite you to listen in to Mom Size episodes every Sunday by going to JackieJackson.com and clicking the podcast link. Hear how me and moms around the world are experiencing motherhood and placing our vulnerability out in the open.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Wow, what a beautiful mission. Thank you for sharing that. Up next, Aaliyah May, come on up and share about you and your podcast.
So much for having me. As you all share, I feel a little underqualified as I don't have a website and as I'm still figuring out specifically who I'm speaking to, because I speak to such a diverse range of people talking about mental health and mindset and showing up to the microphone as the most authentic version of myself, which without actually having to say gives the listeners permission to step into the most authentic versions of themselves. And that's really the mission of what I do with podcasting and mindset coaching. So my podcast is called But How, a place that I've created, like I said, for me to just share about my personal experiences and open up your heart and mind to get curious about your individual experience.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. That's a beautiful message. Up next is Lindsay Phillips. Come on up and tell us about you and your podcast.
Hey guys, you're always so good at bringing so many people together, Jennifer. I love it. Thank you. I'm Lindsay Phillips with Smooth Business Podcasting and host of Leverage Your Podcast Show. And if anyone had told me 8 years ago that I would have started a podcast and guested on shows, I would have told them that they're absolutely crazy. The only reason I did it was because my coach told me to do it. I was absolutely petrified, but I did it anyways. And thank goodness I haven't looked back. I knew nothing and had to figure it all out the hard way. I didn't realize all the moving pieces, how to really maximize the results from especially leveraging both sides of the mic. But once I started to publish and distribute and repurpose and multiply the content from shows that I guested on using my podcast guest leverage system, it started to really bring in the leads and collaboration opportunities and business. And so I want to help other podcasters do the same. So the podcast that I have, obviously I share my own expertise as well, but I do interview industry leaders, whether it's a Pinterest expert, automation app founders, audio experts, advertisers, to help both podcast hosts and podcast guests leverage podcasting to boost visibility, position authority, create content, monetize, and obviously grow their business. So if you want to achieve greater results from podcasting, you can listen and subscribe at leverageyourpodcastshow.com.
Thank you so much for sharing. Up next is Louisa Wilcox. Come up, tell us about you and your podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's great to meet you all tonight. Well, it's tonight where I am, so I'm in the UK. So I wanted to start with this. So I believe financial independence is paramount because when a woman is financially independent, she lives life on her own terms. I'm Louisa Wilcox and I'm a money strategist and I'm also a qualified bookkeeper and I run a bookkeeping business as well. And I provide personal and business financial support female entrepreneurs using my six-step system to help women be financially independent, comfortable and self-aware. Now my vision is to help as many female entrepreneurs gain financial independence and empowerment, getting rid of mansplaining and using easy to understand non-jargon language, changing the way that you view your business finances. Money is simple, but the way we view it is not. And one in three women are still financially dependent, but it's time to change that. There is too much fear around finances, which causes women to shy away from looking at their business money. But the only way to really grow your profit and your business is to properly understand your finances. So the techniques that I use are ones I've actually implemented within my own life over the last 10 years, helping me go from being a single mum with no money to being married with two children, a homeowner and a breadwinner of my family. Now, everything I teach has come from my own real life scenarios, along with my qualifications and my experience as a bookkeeper. Now you can actually find me on my page on Facebook, which is called Managing My Money. And make sure you do check it out to keep your eyes open because I'm actually going to be releasing a new podcast soon. And I will also be releasing it on my website, which is louisawilcox.co.uk. And in my podcast, we're going to be talking about money, money mindset. And I've got interviews lined up with a load of wonderful women talking about chatting, advice and their personal stories as well.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you for joining us all the way from the UK. We have women from all around the world here today, and I really appreciate y'all being here. I just love the Women on Podcasting group on Facebook because I meet so many just amazing people. I'm stunned every day at the wonderful things that women are doing to lift their voices and get their message out there. And this next person, you know, some of you have known for years and we've collaborated and we've been friends. We've become friends through podcasting. This woman I just met the other day and I was so compelled to have her on because I just loved her vibe and her message and her show. So Chiquita Johnson, come on up and tell us about you and your podcast.
Hello, everyone, and thank you, Jennifer, again for this lovely opportunity. If you would have asked me 5 to 10 years ago, you know, or what I wanted to do with myself or what my purpose was, I would have had nothing to tell you. And one thing that I always kept in my mind is a little old cliche that my grandmother always said is the things that don't kill you will always make you stronger. Hello, everyone. My name is Chiquita, and I'm the host of the Chronicles of a Virgo podcast. I created my podcast just a year ago when I wanted to find my voice. I had been muted over a century of my life, and I started my podcast by telling my sexual assault story for the first time openly. I know it sounds strange in front of a whole bunch of strangers that didn't even know me, but my intent was to draw in people that needed to heal, people that needed some motivation, people that felt like they had been silenced for a portion of their life and they were trying to find their purpose. And that is what I base my podcast around and I continue to do. Not only do I have solo episodes where I talk about different motivating topics or different experiences that I've overcome, but I've been able to connect with other people, other sexual assault victims, domestic violence victims, anyone that has dealt with something traumatic and they have healed from it, they turned their pain into power. Because at the end of the day, our pain does not dictate the path of our life. We can stand strong and say, you know what, these things happen to us, but I'm going to use my situation to better me. And I want to continue to motivate other people to just be a better version of themselves. So if this is something that you feel like, you know, you would love to check out, or you just need an encouraging or motivating word, I am on all of your podcast social sites. You can find me on Good Pods, Amazon, Spotify. I'm on social media. And my new episodes launch every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm on YouTube as well.
Thank you so much for sharing. Up next, Paula, come up and tell us about you and your podcast.
Hey, guys. Jennifer, thank you so much for having me. I'm so sorry. This is how much I wanted to be here. I'm like working, but also listening. That's how much I wanted to be here. My name is Paula. I'm the host of Talk Shit with P, because I like talking shit, but my shit makes sense most of the time, most of the time. I started my podcast in 2020 because of mental health. And I wanted to create a safe space for people to talk their shit. And as I kept on moving, I realized that people don't like giving flowers to people who are starting out stuff. They just wait until you make it big to embrace you. So I wanted to cater to the creative minds who are building their brands, creating stuff just like me, because you're so bad with mental health while you're creating stuff, whether you quit your job or you don't, whether you have a 9-figure job or you're paycheck to paycheck. Creating something of your own takes a lot. So I wanted to be safe space for those people where they can share their story, share their journey, where we can all learn from it and also advocate for mental health. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. Up next is Adrienne Barrett.
Thank you so much. And so I am Adrienne Barrett. So I'm the host of Crime Theories podcast. And I basically, well, my ex-husband sex trafficked me. And I could end up dead or missing, and I didn't. And thankfully I didn't, but a lot of people don't end up making it. They end up missing or they end up dead. And so I want to get those people's voices out and I want to get them found and I want to find justice for them. So sometimes I do interviews with the family members and get their words out. A lot of times I just tell their story and want to get it out there so that, you know what, maybe we can find these people and bring them home. I do have another podcast too. It's called Quest for Sanity. And that is, well, qu-
quest for my own sanity. Just bringing happiness and pursuing through the mental struggles that we deal with on a day-to-day basis on and how we can do that and help just improve our lives. So you can find us crimetheoriespodcast.com or questforsanity.com. And I'm on YouTube and all platforms. Feel free to check us out.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. And what an important mission that you have. Thank you for your work. We have so many interesting niches here today, people from all around the world and every topic. And I just am so thrilled to know all of you and to have you here and to celebrate International Women's Day with you. Now, does anyone have any inspiring thoughts to share to encourage any of the women listening to share their message and elevate their voice?
I recently heard this, and that was so empowering. And actually, what I want to share is we have to raise our standards of expectations, meaning, you know, we really have to expect the best and greatest for us, you know, but our subconscious mind kind of keeps it suppressed because it wants to keep us safe. That's why sometimes we cannot get over that hurdle to get us to the next step and next level. So if we can work and picture the best and greatest outcome right now, how it is, telling our subconscious mind it's safe, then we are more likely to reach our next level.
Oh, that's so inspiring. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Does anybody else have anything they want to share?
So one thing that I feel like has been a very big driving force for me, having been in the professional world, working at the hospital, taking care of everyone else's kids, I had my own kids, and then my desire to be a professional and to still do amazing things in the world did not leave me when I had those kids. It was further fueled. And so I feel like I want to say to all the women who are moms, who are entrepreneurs, professionals, or even if you're just a mom, like we always say, that's amazing. And you don't have to take off your motherhood hat to continue doing all the great things that you're purposed to do. And you don't have to try to fit yourself into the places where, let's just be honest, it's not understood. So create your own spaces, build your own places where you can bring your kids and have them be right there with you, because we are doing one of the most important jobs in the world. And I'm sorry, but I'm not taking my hat off to do anything else.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Anybody else?
I'll jump in. So as I'm thinking about International Women's Day, I think of how often we don't always have the best relationship with other women. And I think one of the things that is powerful in this moment is we are recognizing the power of relationship, and we're also recognizing the power of unity. And so I just want to encourage and celebrate that and really admonish us to lean into relationship with one another. We bring oftentimes so much baggage from experiences that we have had, but we've been created for relationships. So don't forsake that. Don't forsake leaning into love, leaning into partnership. One of the things I say often is that partnership accelerates progress, but strategic relationships will always accelerate success. So don't forfeit that power.
Oh, that's so beautiful. You get me every time, Denise, right here in the heart. You're so inspiring. All of you are so inspiring. Does anybody else have any closing thoughts?
Can I piggyback on that?
Yeah.
I just want to say, if you're listening and you're not part of Jennifer's group and you are looking for that group of supportive, amazing women, that you definitely need to join Women in Podcasting, because it is just a great supportive place. And I never see anything negative, but it's just all a bunch of good, positive women coming together to support each other with our amazing lead supporter, Jennifer. So I just want to encourage you to do that, because it's been a wonderful place for me.
Aw, so sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jen. That's so touching.
Yeah, so one thing I want to say, anyone that's interested in making a podcast and you're like, oh, I don't have enough equipment, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that, jump in, just do it, start recording, use your phone. I mean, Mr. Beast used his iPhone 11. I mean, come on, just jump in, just do it, learn. I'm learning to video edit. I've just started my YouTube like
3 months ago. And the more I do it, the more I'm learning to get better. And then now, so at the beginning, just push it all out, push as many as you can out, because practice is going to make it perfect, like eventually. And if it's, so just get out there, just do it. That's not, it's okay. Yeah, exactly. It's okay not to be perfect out the gate. Like, you're learning and striving. I'm still not perfect. I've been doing this for 3 years. So just do it. Just have fun with it. And another thing is, if it's going to be, if you're treating this as a hobby, you're going to get paid as a hobby. So if you want this to actually be sustainable, you need to treat it as a business. So that's another thing to think about too when you're doing this.
Yeah, I just wanted to shout out to Jennifer. I don't know how you do it. I am in the VIP membership. I have paid thousands of dollars for courses at groups. You are a freaking over-deliverer. I feel guilty sometimes for the amount of money I pay monthly for the stuff I get. I'm like looking over my shoulder. Somebody gonna come arrest me for having all this good stuff.
Oh, thank you so much. I think we lost your feed. Sorry, it got cut off there. But thank you for those kind words. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate every single one of you. You know, I connect with every single woman that comes into the group, because I started the group because I wanted to connect with women in podcasting, like actual other women podcasters. And so I've never lost that mission. And I really make an effort to connect with every single woman that comes into the group. So does anybody else have? Yes.
Yeah, I want to say very quickly, I just want to say that as women, we should never be afraid of using our voices. I used to be the shy, timid person who didn't think my voice mattered at all. And podcasting has given me this platform where I can speak and my voice is out there and my voice brings change. So sometimes I think someone said perfection is overrated. It's actually progress over perfection. As we continue on the journey, we get better and we get better. And our voices, even in our small circle of influences, is changing someone's life and changing our own lives as well. So never be afraid to use your voice. That's the, what I have learned over my journey. And that's what I think is just amazing.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. All right. Yes. Was there anybody else?
I want to say thank you. I use your group more than any other group. And I appreciate the community. It's nice to meet other people. I also wanted to share, if you can put this in the notes, I didn't share this, that many of the authors on my podcast have given me books to give away. So I'm currently running, for the next several weeks, giveaways for the books that have been donated. So nice way to get a little gift for free.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. All right. Yes. Was there anybody else?
Very quickly, back to, Taiya, I think, I hopefully I'm saying your name correctly. To piggyback on sharing our voice and the power of your voice, I have goosebumps sharing what I'm about to say. It was less than 5 years ago when I met Jennifer. I'm holding my tears. And I was just here on Zoom recording my podcast episode with Jennifer. And the story is, it was 6 p.m. I had just got out of my corporate job. I was exhausted. Yet I got on because I wanted to share my voice. I knew that I wouldn't be perfect, but I knew that I had to show up. And years later, I'm here today to share that persistence, scaling with precision, holding each other's hand, us women together, we could go very, very far, because I don't have a corporate job. And yet, who's next to me? Jennifer. And who's invited me in this beautiful group of women? Jennifer. And so we have to continue to hold each other's hands. I'm just rounding it up here. This is beautiful. Happy International Women's Day. You guys have motivated me to continue to push forward. And I hope that all of you succeed and become the beautiful women that you deserve to be. Jennifer, congratulations. Continue your beautiful work. Thank you for what you've done to me and my life. Thank you.
Aww. Thank you so much. That's so very touching. We are friends for life. So Angela and Alicia, do you have any closing thoughts for us?
I don't have anything specific, but if there is anything at all that we can help you with, whether it's getting your podcast started or just any question about podcasting in general, I would love to help anyone. If you want to email me, I will put my personal email in the chat, and I look forward to speaking to all of you at some point. And thank you again for letting me be here.
Thank you for being here.
I just wanted to mention, because this is with International Women's Day, this is an amazing group. I think, like Jen said, it's just so amazing. Like, I keep looking at everybody's pictures and like, we're all so diverse. And then to hear everybody's stories, like you couldn't get such a amazing mix of stories, like just in a bunch of, it just amazes me. But I really wanted to mention before the group ends that Jennifer is not only my sister, my big sister, but she has inspired and encouraged me and cheered me on literally since the day I was born. So thank you, Jen. And I'm sure you all agree that she is an amazing leader. And she's the best sister.
Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you. So sweet. Over the pandemic, too, I helped Ange start a business. So,
oh yeah.
So she's a yoga instructor and wanted to be able to stay home with her kids. And she is knocking it out of the park, you guys. Like, unbelievable. Really good job. And so thank you to our sponsor, Alicia from Podmatch. Thank you for being here. And we'll have a link to Podmatch in the show notes at womeninpodcasting.show. And thank you so much to my beautiful and amazing co-host, Angela Fazer. This is the Women in Podcasting celebrating International Women's Day. And we want to encourage any woman out there who's listening to bravely share your message, because our mission is to elevate women's voices everywhere. And every woman here has that mission and purpose weaved into what they're doing to help other women elevate their voices. So you can find the links to everybody here today at womeninpodcasting.show. Thank you for being here, everyone. Bye for now.